The top five reasons that your horse's behaviour may have changed. Has your horse's behaviour changed recently, leaving you perplexed and frustrated? It's easy for our gut reaction to be that they're doing it on purpose. They're just being annoying. They're playing up. But the reality is that horse behaviour changes are actually one of the only ways that your horse can communicate to you that something isn't right in their world. The sorts of behaviour changes you might notice in your horse are things like mood changes. Maybe he seems grumpy, sad, more volatile, anxious or spooky. Pinning his ears. Perhaps you're noticing more wrinkles around his eyes and mouth. Tossing his head more. He could be stumbling or not feeling as balanced as usual. Or he could seem lazier, unwilling to go forward. Things like bucking or rearing. Perhaps he stopped doing something that he used to do easily, or started doing something you'd really rather he didn't. It would be so good and save so much time if they could just tell us what was going on, right? So, figuring it out is usually a process of elimination. Here are the top five reasons for horse behaviour changes in no particular order. Number one is diet. Have you been feeding them something different lately? There could be too much sugar or something else in there that isn't agreeing with them. Think about the grass too. A spring flush can mean they're eating richer or toxin-laden grass, or just too much. Or they could be mineral deficient. So you might need to add or remove something from their diet and see if their behaviour returns to normal. When I've checked diet in my animal communication sessions, I've found that 57% of diets need something added or removed. The second reason might be pain. Pain or discomfort can come from many sources. Sharp teeth, an uncomfortable or unbalanced saddle, a sore back or feet, or ulcers. And as one of the biggest causes of behaviour changes, teeth should be checked at least yearly, and your saddle fit probably twice a year, or whenever your horse's weight or fitness changes. Check and eliminate one thing at a time with help from the appropriate professionals. In other words, get checkups from your equine dentist, body worker, saddle fitter and farrier or trimmer if necessary to help you clarify which things are or aren't a problem. From the statistics I collect in my animal communication sessions, 51% of teeth are out of balance or need attention. 50% of horses have ulcers. 29% of horses are not currently structurally sound for riding. Any one of these things could cause a behaviour change in your horse. Next is your saddle. I'm putting saddle in as an entry in its own right because the actual issue might be bigger than that. It could be your girth that's the problem, your pad, or even the way you tack up. For instance, if you always tighten your girth on the left, or you always mount on the left, you might be causing problems for your horse. What you see as a behaviour change might just be him trying to communicate to you that he's uncomfortable or in pain. In my animal communication sessions, I routinely check whether the horse's saddle currently fits. And in my experience, 39% don't. And there's a whole other blog about that if you're interested. Number four is living arrangements. Has anything changed in the way or where you keep your horse? Has their best friend left or a new horse arrived? Also under this category could be changes with you that are affecting your horse. So think about what's been going on in your own life lately. Yes, your horse's behaviour change may be related to your own behaviour changes. I do routinely ask horses if they like where they live. It's not something I've been recording. I must put that on my to-do list. But I do get a few that don't like where they live for some reason. Number 5 is bad experiences. Has anything happened that caused your horse stress or anxiety? For instance, if the last time you took them out in the float or trailer, it wasn't a pleasant experience, remembering that could be causing what you see as a behaviour change in your horse this time. And number 6, yes, I know I said top 5, but this is a hidden one, is energy imbalance. So if you've eliminated all the other causes and still can't figure out what's going on, energy imbalance is the most likely culprit. We are all energetic beings, and our energy field and chakras can get out of balance for all sorts of reasons, affecting our mood, happiness, and behaviour. In the blog, there's a 20-minute video all about this. So think about what has changed that could have affected your horse. Grass, environment or lifestyle changes, experiences and even weather. Then think about what hasn't changed. For instance, his diet needs a tweak, the saddle needs to be checked, or it's been a while since the body worker has been. Through a process of elimination and listening to your horse, you should be able to figure out what's going on. If you're still at a loss or think that energetic imbalance might be the issue, it might be worth seeing what an animal communication session unearths. By tuning in with your horse, I can give him a physical once-over to identify any pain, check whether his diet needs a tweak or he has ulcers, and check whether his saddle fits. I also routinely clear and rebalance any energetic issues. And of course, you can ask all your burning questions about why your horse is behaving the way he is. So do get in touch if you'd like to cut to the chase and get a comprehensive report on what's going on with your horse. Till next time, keep connecting with your horses.